What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game.
Because you know, like at camps and stuff like this, you take the ball out, you ain't getting the ball back. Like, you the last one up the court, they already did their thing. So I stopped there, and I just got into a rhythm and started hooping.
The Lakers should sign Trae Young this summer.
They got to kind of start preparing for, like, if LeBron's last year is this year or next year, whenever it is. And I feel like a pick and roll with AD and a guy like Trae Young would be deadly.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Even though our time on the court has come to an end, we still got on all the NBA action all season. We never miss a big play or a chance to win some cash. And now you can get in on it too. We've teamed up with DraftKings, who have a brand new way of playing daily fantasy sports with Pick 6.
Right now, all new customers get 100% deposit bonus up to $100 in Pick 6 credits. Track your lineup and compete against others for a shot at huge cash prizes.
Getting started is simple. Download the DraftKings Pick 6 app and sign up using code SMOKE.
Right now, all new customers get 100% deposit bonus up to $100 in Pick 6 credits. That's code SMOKE, only at DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours.
Listen up. I'm going to let you guys in on something right here, and y'all can thank me later. My go-to app for getting game and concert tickets is Game Time. Game Time has the best layout and by far is the most user-friendly. The layout is a realistic view of your seat, and the customer service, it's top-notch. The founders of Game Time must have had the same frustration that we have when it comes to buying tickets. And that's probably why they created it, because it's literally the best ticketing app out there. I just pull up the Game Time app, I see that the Warriors are playing the Lakers this weekend, and they show you which seats have flash deals that you can get up to 10% off on. I pick the section, and I can see the view of the seats. Game Time picks the best seats for the best prices. I know if I find tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time will credit me 110% of the difference. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use the code SMOKE for $20 off your first purchase. Again, download the Game Time app, use code SMOKE for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest prices, guaranteed.
Welcome back. All the smoke. Jack, it's been a good run, and we get to end with a good one.
Yes, sir. Family.
My little bro, man. I've been fucking with Bassy for a minute, man. Welcome to the show, Sebastian Telfair.
Family.
Yeah.
What up, family bro? Episode.
That was good.
You all right?
Stat, what's up? What's up?
Love you, bro.
Let's get right to it. We had Cam on the show about a month ago. We started debating New York City production superstars. What did you think when you saw that? Because that's kind of how this whole thing sparked.
You know, he got on my ass.
I know, I was gassing. I was reposting it too. I was gassing.
Yeah,
I was totally leaving New York out. I don't know. I wasn't loving the narrative on New York City basketball. and Cam was kind of like, you know, he was kind of starting it too. And he's from New York. He's supposed to be representing a little better than that. So I don't know. I wasn't loving that. And y'all left me out. Y'all named 29,000 NBA players, basketball players from New York City. They started talking about their little cousin, or my little cousin would have been nice, and they didn't mention Bassies. I'm like, come on,
that's crazy. Stacking Cam, y'all didn't mention Bass.
Stack crazy.
Charge to my head, not my heart, dog. I don't know what Cam was talking about, but as far as point guards in the city. When you start talking about him, you got to be around somebody from New York. Because when I start talking about him, I forget about Mark Jackson. I forget about Kareem Reed. I forget about Booger Smith.
I forgot about Rod Strickland.
You see what I'm saying? It's so many. And
I didn't want to talk about basketball no more after I forgot Rod Strickland.
He gave you love yesterday, too.
Oh, man, I appreciate that. Because Rod is like, come on, legendary. Like, he's supposed to be mentioned, like, quick. I'm talking about played in the league. I'm talking about his style of play. He represented New York like completely. Like, man, salute to Rod Strickland.
No, we had a dope. Interview. It seemed like a lot of his interview was about kind of reflecting and understanding like his part in the shit. Like, he's to a place now where he's at peace with everything. But like his cause and the problems that kind of came in his life. So it was dope. He was really that open. But what'd you say about Cam's highlight tape?
I called Cam. I was like, "Yo, Cam, we got to get your high school jersey because Cam, as a basketball player, is definitely viral right now." But I was looking at Cam and Mace when they was at the Garden.
Yeah,
I was like, "This look like Bob Cousy highlights." And I was like, "Let me see." I was looking at the style of movement. But Cam was nice. I didn't even know Cam was nice. I had to get some other footage. Cam was nice. So, salute to Cam and Mace on their basketball
the
shit.
The whole funny part about the video is with Mace mad that Cam didn't pass the ball. That's the whole funny shit, dog.
That shit was hilarious. That was hilarious, yo. Salute to those guys.
What would you have done to Cam on the court, though, if y'all was going at it?
Man. You seen Cam and Jimmy play one-on-one when they did the footage, like New Jack City? It had kind of been like that. Man, Cam would have been at it because he was competitive, obviously. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because he was nice, but he wasn't like All-American talent, but he was going head-to-head with All-Americans. So he was one of them dudes that you would have had to really go at it with.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm giving Cam some basketball highly. Love.
Everybody speak highly about his game now.
I ain't heard no one say nothing bad.
Facts. But come on, stop it. I would have wrapped Cam around like... hit him like I would have got him.
Let's jump back to high school. Lincoln High School. I went to Lincoln High School in Texas. There's something about that name, but back in Coney Island, same school as Steph, but Steph definitely set a standard there, but you were able to take it to another level. Talk about your high school years and your experience in high school, because most don't have that experience that you had in high school. We talk about the Shea Kynes.
He was a rock star.
Yeah, we talk about the Shea Kynes and LeBron James, and you right there with all of them. So talk about your experience at Lincoln High School.
Man, my experience at Lincoln was kind of dope. I ain't really look at it like that when I was in the league, tell you the truth. Like now, like I'm 38, like I've been retired for a couple of years. I'll be looking at the highlights now, and I'm like, this is something I could stand on right here. Just watching how I was moving, and this as a high school player, like, I'm not just like scoring because like I'm being aggressive. I'm doing between the leg, step back, three. I'm coming off the pick and rolls, making the right passes.
League so shit.
Yeah, I was just like, I don't know. I had an impact. I had a crazy impactful career in high school because I was training like a pro. You know, Steph, my cousin, and then my brother Five, who was played in the league a little bit. So I was training with him to be a pro already when I came into ninth grade. Facts. And we won three championships. We got the tour of the world. Like, I don't know, the experience of me and my teammates was like, that was something cool. We went everywhere, like got everything out of it we supposed to.
Graduated New York City's all-time leading scorer, which is crazy. All the people that come through here. You was getting NIL money before NIL money?
Facts.
Talk about that, nigga.
Now, you know, when I was thinking about it, I was like, it's a couple of dudes that been in that bracket, but like, to be left out, I'm like, come on. We definitely, we was getting it. They say Chris Webber was getting it. I told them we was on payroll since fifth grade with Nike, and then we moved on to Adidas.
Fifth grade,
I gotta run it back because one thing I love about my story is I'm well documented. I just haven't spoke much on it, right? But now they gotta go back to the slam when I'm in fifth grade and I'm holding a Nike up like this. You know what I'm saying? They could see that picture like, yeah, we was already on payroll. So basketball been a good business for me since I was a kid, for sure.
What you was driving in high school?
Had a couple of cars. Had a couple of cars.
Jag.
Yeah.
Benz.
Had a little Jag, a little Benz.
Nissan.
Yeah. Nissan was my only brand new car.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We was going up to Queens to the lot, getting the used cars. And then I think my junior year, I went and got Nissan Z. It was like a Ferrari at the time.
Yeah.
I used to be driving that thing and hitting it from drive to neutral like I was in a Ferrari. going nowhere. Like, yeah. So it felt like a Ferrari for high school or so.
Is it true Magic put your dad on a plane to go to your agent?
Yeah. Yeah. And I forgot about that too. Like we did so much.
Tell me how that came about.
I forget what year. I think maybe my junior year when I was being recruited from all the agents. Magic Johnson had an agent for us, so he was calling. And I wasn't able to go, obviously. So they sent the jet for my dad. And he flew out, met them, talked to them, everything. They flew him back. And I was like, damn, I was me thinking now, I'm like, this is a part of that story. I'm like, man, that's crazy. Because Steph was like, hold on, I did that. Georgia Tech put me on. I was like, all right, they put my pops on the jet. Magic Johnson, whoa. I should have signed with Magic Johnson. I don't know what he was pitching, but tell him to run it back.
Right, right. Considering the
run it back.
Years. Where do you rank in terms of the most famous high school ball players of all time?
LeBron. You said most famous?
Yeah, because, you know, we put you in that category with LeBron, Shea Cotton, you know, who else? Ronnie Fields. We'll put you in DeJuan Wagner.
It's crazy because if you say most famous, I'm obviously going to put Braun because Braun is Braun right now.
In high school.
But in high school, nah, I'm definitely going with, I definitely got to be number one. Because why I feel that, I feel like the fashion in which we did it in. When I got to the school, we didn't have no contract for no sneakers and gear. When I left, they had a 7-8 year contract. You know what I'm saying? So all that type of talk, like, nobody can compare to me when it comes to that type of talk.
How many times you was on TV in high school?
Handful of times.
Yeah.
But we was on the Garden. We went to the Garden every year, so, you know, that was always televised. But we was packing our gym out. We sold at Madison Square Garden, 22,000 in the crazy seats. It's crazy. We toured the whole world, though. We sold out in UCLA. We had that lit. It was the LeBron show. When we got there, we had the autographs all around. They got the footage of this. It's crazy.
Tell me how you felt when you saw this picture.
When I first seen that picture?
When y'all was doing it, when you first seen the cover.
Yeah, get a drink for this one.
I didn't understand what we was doing.
Classic.
That's a super classic right there. That's a super classic. That's like catching greatness in the moment and So people look at them type of things, they like, oh, that's materialistic, it don't mean anything. But when you coming from where I come from,
that's everything.
That's everything. And we still stand on that. So don't let nobody tell you that stuff don't mean nothing. Have your shit in order. Mm-hmm. But that stuff do mean stuff, because if that's what motivates you, then that's what you motivated by. But I'm sitting there with a Techno Marina watch on.
I was just about to ask you, what's on your
and
wrist right
VVS's,
there?
And those VVS's, that's from Tito, that Biggie was talking Tito. About.
Talk that shit.
Yeah, I went up to Tito.
Yeah.
Facts. Shout out my Uncle Drew. Facts. So it's like, it's crazy when it comes to that. Like, come on. Like Bron, I was with Bron. Like, Bron, no. Yeah, he know with the folks, yeah, how the Hummer came and all that.
Yeah.
Facts, yeah. We flew Bron out to New York, and Bron and them pulled up, Rich Paul, Mav, the same crew, and we had the turtles, we all had the jerseys on, and they got to the game, and they was like, they got your jerseys? I was like, yeah. Like, yeah, they, we sell my jerseys, right? Bron, I said this story, right? Bron only had 2 points that game. Everybody from New York pick on me about that all the time. Yo, your man came out here, he only had two points. Bron was ready to go. He already got what he got needed to get out the trip.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? When they got there and they seen how we was moving, they was like, that's it right there. That was the first time Entourage on TV was tangible to them. You know what I'm saying? Because My high school coach is not a high school coach. He's like somebody in the neighborhood. He's like your uncle in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. My assistant coaches is my brothers and cousins and people that raised us from yay high. So when we got in that situation and it was our turn, we took full advantage. And then we had Jay right there also with all the resources. So how it looked to them was like, oh shit. Facts. Bron was like, "What? I got 2 points for y'all. We gotta get on the plane because we gotta put this together. I'm about to go do what he's doing right now."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that started right there. And he was online right there. He just started taking vitamins. Just started. I watched that. So it's crazy.
Mm. That's dope. Then the Sports Illustrated cover.
Oh, the Sports Illustrated cover. I ain't understand that either. In the time when I'm doing this, nah. Like I the whole time in the NBA, that it didn't mean anything to me. It mean a lot now.
But how old were you on that cover? Senior?
Junior. 16,
17. And then this one is senior year.
No, that's my sophomore year.
That's your sophomore year, that's junior.
Slam is big, but Sports Illustrated is like another level. You
know, yeah, that's way, that's a whole other level.
You be a young teenager on Sports Illustrated, so that's your junior. I mean, what was it like when that dropped? You may not have understood the shit, but the world seen it.
It was definitely a lot of motion. It was definitely a lot of motion. It was definitely a lot of motion, but I definitely did not understand. Like, you know, for a kid now, like I got my nephews playing. Now, if I was to wake up tomorrow and see one of my nephews on Sports Illustrated, like I wouldn't know how to act.
Right.
Facts. It'd be like $1 million in your pocket. Mm-hmm. Same shit. So that's super dope.
Mm. Adidas deal.
Another Adidas, baby.
How old were you when you signed that deal?
With Adidas?
Uh-huh.
17?
And you got a nice bag out the rip, right?
Yeah.
Sonny?
Nope.
Who was it?
Kevin Wolf and them guys.
Okay.
Jim Gatto. Jim Gatto and them guys.
Talk about your experience with Adidas and coming into the league with shoe money and shoes, and I mean the dream continued on.
Yeah, Adidas played a huge role in this phenom, the Sebastian Telfair High School phenom, you know, because, you know, they was paying and, you know, providing the resources for us to, you know, be like a team, like a prep school. Because a prep school, they get them type of services where they get a van or a bus to the games, or they get uniforms every year, et cetera, et cetera. Adidas made us like a prep school at the time. And that was super, super unique for being a public school in the middle of Brooklyn, where them teams don't go travel to LA, travel to Louisville, travel. Like, we travel so many times. And a lot of that was based on being on Adidas budget. Facts. Mm-hmm.
You said the deal kind of gave you comfort. Did you get too comfortable, or you were just, you were official, you was ready to roll now?
No, Adidas deal supposed to give me some comfort. Adidas deal actually never gave me comfort. Now, maybe comfort? I wouldn't say comfort. I would say helped me make my decision as far as going pro. Because I wanted to go pro. Everything in my body wanted to go pro. It was just going to be how I was going to get some people around me for it to make sense. You feel me? Every time we on the court, I'm the smallest dude, all this type of stuff. So once the Adidas deal came, it made sense to people around me. So it was like, it just made it make sense.
Were there any thoughts about college?
I'm sorry?
Any thoughts about college?
Yeah, I was going to go to, if I was going to physically go to college, I was going to go to UCLA.
Okay.
Facts.
My God.
Yeah. Who's coach? Lavin. Yeah.
That was right before old boy came.
Right? Yeah, right. That's where I was gonna go.
Who was on those teams? That was the West. That was the Westbrook. Was that the Westbrook era?
It don't make a difference.
No, I'm at that. That's the time.
You're Westbrook.
Kevin Love.
No, but they after me.
They're after you. So you were like Aaron Afalo.
Yeah.
Nick Collin or Darren Collison. Yeah. Jordan Farmar. Yeah.
Stat. Okay. Nah, Stat.
Nah, this guy here. I'm just talking about something earlier, dog. Cause he talking about UCLA, cause that's where he went.
Yeah.
He ain't
been
University of Miami.
Yeah. Yeah. The Louisville thing kind of came in with the, you know, I don't know.
You would love LA. You would love UCLA. Through the Fire. ESPN does a doc, huge hit. How did that come together? And did you end up making any money off that? Or that was just...
Through the Fire came about because it was just so lit. They were smart enough to put the cameras up. Keep it real with
they
you.
They knew good TV when they seen it.
Yeah, they were smart. These were some smart people saying they're trying to make their next move and ran into Young Bassie. But yes, shout out to John Hawk, G-Lock, and them people over there. I don't know how Through the Fire really came about. My guy Slice, who runs Bro Day, he wanted to take credit for bringing Through the Fire about because he's a dude Bro Day. So he's a bring out, you know, 10,000 people to watch the game and all this type of stuff. And that's the first time John Hawk and them seeing me play. Through the Fire was cool. It means so much to the culture, like all the kids watch it. My man Westbrook was like, yo, everybody watched Through the Fire. If they playing ball in the league, they watched Through the Fire. And it came out of nowhere. Like we wasn't even talking about nothing. We were sitting on the jet. And he got on I'm sitting on this seat. He got and sat down. He's like, yo, Bassie, everybody watch Through the Fire. If they play ball in the league, they watch Through the Fire. And I was like, this is my last year in the league. So I guess I don't know. You know how God worked, though. That was supposed to be set on my ears. So I know after the effect that I had on the culture, for sure.
I mean, you had a lot of people come to your games. For those who don't know, can you give us a short list? I know Jay-Z, Derek Jeter. Who else? The likes that came to see the young kid.
Marvin Shaw in there. Spike Lee.
Mm.
We had Spike Lee in the building.
That's dope.
We had Spike Lee in the building. And we got to get back to Adidas, too. We ain't letting Adidas off the hook like that, too, though.
Tell us what you need to tell us.
Now, because Adidas was a big part of me making my decision to go to the league, and everyone know about the deal. Obviously, because it was in a movie, and so everyone kind of, even the owners of the NBA during my time in the league, everyone looked at me like I had that deal and that money came through my pockets, and it didn't.
You never touched none of that?
No, I ain't touched.
Hold on, that was like a $12 million deal, $13 million. You didn't get none of it?
It was $15 million salary base. And then they had other incentive, uh-huh, which was $10 million. Mm-hmm. $5 million, you know you're going to hit. Like, average 21 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That type of shit. 72% from the free throw line. I mean, me and Adidas been doing... I was an Adidas baby, basically. I'm the first and only person from 8th grade to play in ABCD camp. Put they sneakers and market them the whole time when I was in high school. Like, you know, for peanuts, that S31T that the kids talk about, I see it all in the comments. I used to wear that band. When I started doing that, me and Jay Frost, you know, my guy from Coney Island, he works for Flawless. He got the Frostbite show and all that, but he's an alumni of Lincoln. He made that for me. And then Adidas seen that on me and they started putting, then I seen the T, Mac One, whatever. They started doing that for all the Adidas guys. So I've been around Adidas for a long time. And when you watch the movie, like I said, the Bro Day and Through the Fire kind of go hand in hand because that's where they came to my community and watched me play at, right? So then when we get Adidas, they understand that we coming from kind of a street ball setting. You know what I'm saying? We from Coney Island. We playing street ball. The N1 mixtape and all that stuff is lit at the time. And when they asked Adidas, why y'all signed Sebastian? They said, for street credibility. Like, that's what their answer was. And regular living my regular life, some street turmoil when I was a complete victim in the situation, and they get to snatch the money back off the rip. Mm. A year, 2 years into the deal. And I'm like, nah, that wasn't protecting me. That wasn't helping me at all. Facts. Because if they would have put any type of, only thing they said, if you don't get drafted, the deal is void. Mm. Other than that, that's supposed to be my money. I ain't going for that. And when they took that money back, me and my family never functioned the same way. That's why my career was like that. And everybody looking at me like, what's wrong? Like, what's wrong? Mm. Fuck y'all, mean, what's wrong? A lot was wrong. Facts. And I kind of blame that on Adidas. Because if you come get my son right now, and I'm watching you with my son and taking care of my son, and then y'all walk him all the way over there, and then the first hurdle he got to jump over, y'all don't jump over that hurdle with him, I would have a problem with that. Mm. Facts. Like a real problem like that. Like a real problem. Like a real problem.
So where's that shit? Like, did you sue him? Like, where's it staying? Like, what? Like, what's the
deal? It was so much shit going on. Nobody cared about that money at the time. It ain't make sense. And I was a kid, so I didn't understand that I was protecting my security. You know what I'm saying? My security. When I mean my security, people mean like you being safe. No, when you become an adult, when you're not a kid no more, the most important thing that you're going to, I'm talking to the kids now, the most important thing you're going to have going on is your security. You having the welfare to take care of yourself. You having a house, a car, some income, a way to take care of your babies. That shit, the number one thing adults is thinking about. I'm not guessing. I'm telling y'all. So them taking that away from me, like, I supposed to stop everything and got the lawyers and went and fought with them about that money. Facts. And they see I'm not functioning right after. Look at my first 2 years, perfectly fine. They take the money, I'm like a whole different player. So I asked myself, like, not to keep putting Braun in my story, because Braun know I love him. I don't have not a single bad bone for Braun. Like, I'm Braun's biggest fan when it comes to it, right? But take the Nikes off of Braun his second year. Does that help Braun? Did Nike take John Moran money?
Nope.
It don't make sense. So why or how they was able to take that? So I bring that to light because I'm like, yeah, at some point I would like an answer. And Adidas, maybe they do want to give an answer. They probably got an excuse, but it's only an excuse. Because like I said, you would never be able to explain to me I'm watching you with my son. Like my son is 14 years old. I'm watching you give my 14-year-old son money, 15, 16, 17, him wearing your product. You fly him all over the country, and then you give him some money to make his decision, because, I mean, that shit would make anybody's decision. You keep it a band with you. If you got a decision to go to college or not, and they put $20 million in front of you, what you going to do? Mm-hmm. You don't even want to hear nothing about college. So I feel like with that, money should be guaranteed. Facts.
Was it guaranteed in the contract?
Yep. That's crazy. If you don't get drafted, the contract is void. It. Other than that, that's your money.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. Crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects and ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
I'm going to keep it real. Brown's going to do his thing in some flip-flops, but I understand what you were saying.
I agree like with you.
The mentality.
I agree with you, but Michael Jordan sit there and he was said right now, Matt, wrong. I couldn't do that without Nike because it's how you do it. I said, the way I became that phenom is with them on my side in high school.
Right.
So no, you don't become Braun without Nike like that. Y'all, no, stop
nah,
it.
Yeah, Braun be going. Now we're going to be Braun.
I understand what you're saying with flip flops and the numbers and all that, but stop it, bro. So you trying to tell me that so Jordans don't help Jordan? Jordans don't help Jordan mentally?
As far as what? Just the mental side?
The mentality. You trying to tell me Jordan sneakers and everybody having his sneakers on did not help Michael Jordan mentality? Nah. I would disagree with you.
I mean, I think at the end of the day, they was going to hoop regardless, though, is what I'm saying.
For sure, for sure. But there's levels and the ceilings to when you're going through your journey and opportunity that you get.
Okay.
Nike set those out a different type of way. Mm-hmm. And now if it goes right and you're a great player, yes, they accolades help Nike also. But nah, Matt, stop it. Stop it.
No, I still believe
talking about the commercials,
That motherfucker's going to hoop regardless.
Think about it. Hold on. So you trying to tell me
Reebok, he wouldn't be?
And he was wearing tell me a player from he was wearing Shaqs. He had to wear Shaqs.
Yeah, if he was wearing Shaqs, he wouldn't be LeBron yesterday.
No, the commercials and all that. Yeah, he probably have his numbers, but no, he won't be LeBron. No,
you talking about like the business. The
it all goes hand in hand to become the icon at the end of the day.
So you're saying that you're not. So in my head, talking about actually playing. You're talking about the overall
playing too.
No, these motherfuckers gonna do what they're gonna do. Regardless.
I told y'all what Kobe said to me. Y'all can't guard me. Y'all got here on the bus. I watch y'all get here on the bus. I got here on a helicopter. I ain't even know Kobe took helicopters at the time. Let him rest in peace. Love your soul, Kobe. In the locker room. So I'm like, oh shit, like his, we can't guard him because he's taking a, you feel me? It's levels. It's levels, man. I know you don't understand. I know you probably ain't have your own sneaker. You know
no,
what I'm saying?
No, I
it's
definitely
levels
didn't,
to this.
No, I'm not even.
It's levels
I'm
to it.
I'm not going
to
argue about the levels. What I will argue about is Kobe would have been Kobe.
Out.
MJ was still MJ. Okay. And Bron would have been
okay.
Bron.
I'm glad
I understand maybe
that.
On the business.
Ask Gilbert.
Nike,
ask Gilbert Arenas. Ask
Nike
Gilbert Arenas.
Is a monster. I ask get that machine.
Hibachi.
But that's not taking away from
Mr.
how they play on the court.
Ask Mr. Hibachi. Agent Zero. one of the hardest dudes to guard in the league. Ask him. He was Hibachi with them Adidas on with that contract before any turmoil. Nobody looking at him crazy. Soon he got any turmoil. He said it himself.
But he got hurt, though, too.
He didn't mention he got hurt. Let me tell you what he said. Matt, let me tell you what he said. He said after the situation in the locker room, when I got back on the court, I noticed everything outside of the lines. That's what he said, man.
Oh, no, I agree. That could probably penetrate this kryptonite wall.
For sure. And anything penetrating the mental, you're done.
I'm not going with Bron and MJ, though. But we can move
on. You name it two dudes, so that's type of hard. But, Matt, stop, boy. I'm telling you. Nah, I'm not getting up there. I'm not getting up there winning three championships, all that movie, book, and all that, and would end up being without Adidas and Nike already taking care of my family, me seeing my mama straight off this and all that. You're bugging. but you could be like that. Nah, I can't function. I seen my mom straight off for y'all out there in practice doing all that shit. Facts.
Nah, I guess that's you. I respect that.
Ask Braun. Braun gonna say, yeah, Bash, you not hoop with anything. But stop it. We was already in high school, already getting the little extra stuff, and we was already had that mental edge on dudes. It's a mental edge whether you want to look at it
ain't what's on you.
Whether you want to agree or not, it's a mental edge when you walk out there, dude's got your sneakers
on. I'm not mad at that.
I don't know Michael Jordan, but I've seen stories of him saying when he's getting to bumping gums on with people, it was the first thing he mentioned, Stat.
Yeah.
You got take my goddamn shoes off.
He told Jack.
So don't tell me that's not a mental edge. I have my own sneakers in the stores, high tops and low tops. That says Sebastian Telfair. Actually, I wrote my nickname on them. That said Bassy. So don't tell me if you don't know. D-Wade. D-Wade didn't want to wear no other shoes. He don't care if them shit said Ching Ching. That shit's better said D-Wade on it. Don't tell me. If you don't know, you don't know.
No, I don't know, but I definitely didn't know that.
Yeah, it's levels to it. Regardless. Westbrook is Westbrook. He got Westbrooks out there.
But, hold on. But Kobe went from Nike to, or from Adidas to Nike.
And them shit still said Kobe Bryant on it. He went from where he should have signed, where he was, to where he should have signed off the get-go. Point blank.
Should have been Nike. I ain't tripping off that.
Nah, we could agree or disagree, but Matt, I really feel that.
I'm telling you about Braun.
Yes, Braun got a mental edge right now. Y'all thinking you crazy, all the kids with his sneakers on, all that. If you think that don't play no effect on
it
LeBron.
It has a mental edge, but you're bugging. Still be a motherfucking monster.
My mom's
regardless.
Got a Lamborghini. That don't have a, come on, bro. Stop it. That do play effect on the game. So that's why you do get dudes in the league.
I would say this, though. If I had my own shoe and I was playing against a nigga and he walked up there with my shoes on.
That make you feel good?
I get what you're saying,
the mental side, nigga. But I'm talking about
it.
Just the game
watch
itself.
Out. Pass the rock, man. I got him.
Too, nigga. You want to take a picture after the game too, nigga? You got to point out with my shoes on.
A couple fuck people had some protégés, though, didn't they?
They were weak just like me with them shits on.
hey, what role did Jay-Z play in your life?
Oh, man. I could have never met Jay, and Jay would have played the role in my life. He would have been with you. But Jay just live. Like, Jay just one of the real ones. Stat terminology. Like, he just one of the real ones, say the truth. But, it goes, well, maybe just me, Matt. But me knowing Jay-Z and Jay-Z, my man's at the game, yeah. I'm not going into the garden and losing. Like, Jay-Z is with me. Right. What are y'all talking about? Like, so it's that type of game. But Jay the man, like, all the experiences around Jay was super cool. Jay the whole time. Jay been super rich, like, the whole time. Like,
y'all still got a relationship?
Nah, I ain't really been around. I'm just coming back outside. But I know if I bumped into Jay,
it's gonna be picked right back up.
It'd be up.
Yeah,
that's a fact.
Yeah,
that's
fact. I hope y'all bump into each other because I know about that dynamic with you and him.
That's a fact. Yeah, that's a fact. Now Jay super dope. Me and Jay was at one night we in Baseline Studios and him and Juan going to the game and I'm air hustling. And I'm like, I want to go to the game and Juan turned to me like. All right, give Bassie my ticket, all right? So Jay was like, meet me at 12 o'clock on the side. Don't be late. I'm like, all right, I'm there at 10 o'clock. It's so funny. It was me and Joe Buttons was over there. I don't know who Joe Buttons waiting for. That's just my mental thought in the story, right? So Jay get there, get out the Maybach. I walk with him and shit. He going through his pockets like he just got in from the night. He take his chain out, the big rock chain. I'm like, let me wear. He's like, nah, you're not getting me in trouble. Put it back in his pocket. So we get to the seats. Yao Ming was playing. So I'm like stuck. Like, it's my first time seeing Yao Ming. And somebody from the Knicks came over and they was like, Jay, we gave you these tickets tonight, so you can't give Sebastian a ticket. You're going to get us in trouble. And Jay ignored them completely like this. Jay said, $1,700, $1,800 for the ticket right there. Went right back into the game. I remember just watching like this, like, I would have went. You could have handed me the two. I'd have went outside watching it on the TV. Nah, but Jay been that cool the whole time. Like, yo, let me get the Maybach here. Facts. I ain't never had to ask for nothing. Facts. Mm-hmm. Jay just knew the vibe. Like, gave me the ice watch, all that. Like, Jay. Facts.
Although you did well in high school off the court too, can you imagine being in this social media era with your style of game and where they could really give you the millions of dollars and just not have to hide or be in trouble for it? Everyone's making a mixtape now. Like, can you imagine what you could have done in this TikTok and Instagram generation?
It was trash getting paid on Instagram for just dribbling and looking, being trash bags.
Man, I like my era better because it wasn't everybody.
Right.
So I feel like now it'd be kind of
down.
Yeah, I'll be watered down right
watered
now.
Down for sure. But I'm saying, well, like, what kind of money though? Do you feel like you could have made in a real NIL where they could have really came and gave you like, here, Batsy, take this too, like,
because
you were already pretty much doing it.
I mean, if I'm dominating the same way, mm-hmm. but now it's kind of different. I feel like the popular kids is kind of getting them situations. Well, I would have been one of them kids because right. that's my cousin also. Mm-hmm. So I would have ate right now.
What?
Yeah, crazy.
What they said the highest, like 5 million? Like what little Bronny got? Like somebody got like 5 to 7 million? Yeah. That would have been crazy.
Can you imagine that?
And then Instagram, ugh. I would have been getting a baddies then. Like, I would have been like, yes, tap. I would have been getting all American chicks.
Mm-hmm. That's
2004. You declare for the NBA draft. You go to Portland, selected number 13. It seems like that would be a great situation there going for you because you got Damon Stoudemire and Nick Van Exel. Talk about that experience.
Portland. That's the furthest team I could have got drafted by. I'm like, damn, nobody could have took me a little closer, like halfway, because my family, like, really, like, New York is like.
Oh, yeah, it's all on the other side of the country talking about.
Yeah, we real New Yorkers. Like, my mom's never had a license her whole life. Like, you feel me? Like, so that's the first thing, like, that I was thinking about. I was like, damn, I got drafted to the furthest team possible. Damon Stoudemire and Nick Van Exel, that was probably some of the best experience I have in it, just being on the team with them and mm-hmm. me being a fan of this since I was a kid. When I got there, I was like a little starstruck a little bit. Tell you the truth, I'm the 13th pick and I'm like, I'm supposed to be this and now I'm looking at Damon Stoudemire and especially Nick Van Exel. Like, he was, you know, he wore number 31. You know, Nick Van Exel was so cold as a player. That was super cool playing with them. Like, I was in the, me and Damon Stoudemire was starting in the backcourt the last 34 games in my rookie year. Like, I had 15 double doubles in that time. Damon Stoudemire scored 50, gave me 50. Like, so playing and all that with them was super, super dope. But I wish I would have went to a different team. Keep it real with you.
How was Z-Bo around that time? You remember anything, stories about Z-Bo?
I'm glad you kept it there. I'm glad you kept it there on Portland. I love Z-Bo. Me and Z-Bo real friends. You know what I'm saying? Like, me and Z-Bo see each other anywhere. We checking in with each other. We had our time where we bumped heads. You know what I think? Damn, it's fly to be free, though. It's ain't fly to be free. You ain't. Can say whatever. Anybody can say nothing. Who you going to find over the head with no pen? Nigga, I say what right. I want. But boom. Facts. Somebody can't say shit to me. If I would have smoking weed when I first got to Portland, we would have been A-OK. Elaborate. I never said this story.
Elaborate.
If I was smoking weed when I first got to Portland, me and Z-Bo and D-Bals and the squad, we would have been busting ass. That's a fact. We didn't gel because off the court, they was over there and I was over here.
Ah.
That's the real truth.
Yeah.
We only losing by, we winning games and we only losing by a little bit. We just not getting that little, that we little right bigger, there.
The team. Chemistry.
We had a little, the chemistry was off. And then I come in at the time, just because of the timing, you got Kanye West hot, Jay talking about button ups. So I'm like, this, they looking at me like, this nigga ain't smoking.
And he got a button up on.
Don't get this nigga out of here, bro.
That's how Z-Mo's, Darius, like, man.
They over there blowing it down.
They over there blowing it down. Yes, they coming in, like, asking for my piss. Like, yo, Bass, please, like, feel me, piss for me. They come in, like, yo, smell my fingers. You can smell the weed. I'm like, damn. I'm like, yo, if I was smoking, we'd have been gelling. Because now I'm thinking about it. We didn't hang out off the court at all.
Yeah. Because y'all was doing
two different things.
We was on the court, off the court every day, yes, smoking.
Yes, sir.
Smoking.
And watching film.
And smoking. In fact, so that's why dudes was killing. Think about the Indiana time. I was thinking about y'all time in Indiana. What y'all was doing? Smoking together. So that's what
shoot
we
niggas.
That's what we was missing. That's what we was missing, bro.
What wrong with you, dude?
That's what we was missing. I wasn't smoking. I wasn't smoking when I came into the league.
Man, we just had an accident.
Nah, Stat, your story crazy too.
Let's look at that, dog.
What's wrong with you, dude?
Your first 5 years, you don't win no more than 30 games. How much does the situation matter when in the NBA when you don't win? Like,
everything.
Especially as a free, let me finish. Like, when your contract up, it matters a lot. You know what I'm saying? But when you first get in the league and you try to get your foot in the league and make a name for yourself, how hard is it going through that and losing?
Losing was super new for me, right? And the thing about the losing, when I first got to the league, it was like, it was the first time like losing and it wasn't on me. So I didn't even know, that wasn't even an adjustment to make. Like, I never even got comfortable. Mm-hmm. It's like, hold on, we losing and it's not even on me. Like, my whole life, first time I touched a basketball, winning and losing was on me.
Mm-hmm.
If we won, everybody was holding me up. If we lost, I was the one in the corner crying.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm just going through the motions. Like, I'm just going through the motions. And the timing in which I came in was different also, because we still in the big man era.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So it's transitioning a little bit with Steve Nash and Jake. Well, actually, Steve Nash, because Jake Kidd was dominant. However, he didn't need a pick and roll. Steve Nash started mastering the pick and roll, and then it started again where I could come down telling Z-Bo, Al Jefferson, Kevin Love. They had me with the post-up dudes. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't get them to set a screen at first. You feel me? We coming down like drag, like set a screen. They like, boy, I make $20 million. Like, throw that to the post. baby, throw it on down here.
Be real though.
Throw it on down here. Come on, man.
These are all facts too.
These are super facts. Throw it on down here. So shout out to Nick McMillan. He gave it up to me in the Bleacher Report article. He said that. He's like, nah, Bassie came in a different timing. If I'd have came in when they were shooting, I could shoot 10 threes. Because I don't know if you know, but I could shoot the ball pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if I shoot the ball at high volume. Like, I'm not a misser. I step to the occasion.
I would say you are off the dribble. You are better off the dribble shooter than you are set up, spot up shooter.
Because you never seen me with a team have good enough.
To get you some spot
up. I'm sitting there wide open knowing I'm going to get a wide open shot. Like, that's why I laugh at my NBA career. It's nothing to put my head down about. I should laugh about it. Like, sometimes the way the dice roll for you is just.
That's just how it is.
That's how it is. Yeah. It's a big man lead. It wasn't setting picks. You wasn't couldn't shoot 10 threes. I would have been perfectly fine. Mm-hmm. If that was the case. But nah, I'm breaking dudes down. I got to jump over Z-Bo or Al Jefferson and his man every play. Now watch the point guards when they get to the paint.
In space.
It's so true. Trae Young yesterday in the paint with an A-footer. He's stopping, faking, sent the text, and then dropped it off. It's no help. Nobody right. there. There's nobody there. So Kyrie getting to the lane now. He's doing funky.
Yeah.
Nah, you would have to jump over three dudes. It'd have been Tim Duncan down there.
Yeah.
David Robinson. I came in that era. Fact. So a little different.
What best would you say that you came up that tried to steer you in the right direction? That gave you the game that you felt that you benefited from.
All of them, they all talk to me because they all the vets knew I had potential. That's why I got relationships with all of y'all. It's not like y'all, like, I was there, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I wasn't there, like, maybe to the fans and owners, but the players know me. That's why I stuck around for some time. Like, the players know me. But, what you ask? I'm sorry, what's your question?
Any vets.
Vets, right?
Gave you game that, you know, that you took heed to.
I don't know. Situation got, I got, come on. My situation got so off But the vets always respected. I remember Damon Stoudemire walking in and he was like, "Baz, shit about to get real shitty around here." This is my rookie year. Nigga, boy, hey, Baz is gonna get real shitty around. I wanna let you know. I ain't got nothing personal against you. I was like, I always respected that. And I always knew how to treat the rookies because of that. Because he wanted to know, like, maybe things are going to change in my demeanor, but I want you to succeed. Man, I don't really got no vet stories. All the vets hold me down. I remember KG. This is after my second year, right? After I got arrested and shit. We in Vegas walking out. Me and my brother in town with me, too. Nigga, KG walked in the gym. And KG was like, KG flipped on me. Facts, but it kind of supposed to steer me right at that point. But KG was like, he let me know. He's like, "Nah, I'm not feeling none of that. All you gotta do is play ball. Ah, that gun shit and this and that." Facts. So KG tried. I give him that one.
I give him that one. 09-10 Cavs. You played against LeBron. How was the plan against LeBron, and why did
with
LeBron, and how did it, why did they put you in that suit, bro?
Man, you see me in a suit when I was on the Cavs, bro? How you in a suit in the league, bro? Come on, son.
Why they put you in that suit, bro?
Jeez. You know, how I got to the Cavs was I got injured chasing D Rose down. Like, I'm like, so I should have let him dunk the ball. He get a steal. We up 11 points. He get a steal, about to go up. I swipe down, tear my whole groin. D Rose so damn strong. And then they were trying to figure out what to do with me. I was with the Clippers. And it was like, Cleveland got the best medical staff. I was like, all right, call Cleveland. So they called Cleveland. They signed up to get me over there. When I got there and shit, I had the rehab. I got in such good shape, right? When we in practice, I'm telling Bron, you run me down. That's what I'm going to do. Boom. Dunking that shit. Throwing it up, catching it off the ground, dunking it. Boom. So I'm like, damn, I don't know if they're going to let me play, though. It was 5 games left of the season, like maybe 5 to 7 games left of the season. It was like, "You want to play?" I was like, "Yeah." Man, I keep saying this in all my interviews. Run that tape back. Like, run me back. Like, run me back. Like, I averaged like 15 in them 5 games. 7 assists. This plays, I'm going crazy. And then the playoffs start to do is I get to the locker. They don't got my jersey there. I was like,
I didn't even tell you.
I was like, "Yo, dad, I'm going to be in a suit." Oh, man. And then we playing against Boston. That's why Rondo was busting their ass like that. That's why Rondo was busting Mo Williams' ass like that. He like, my the dude I'm supposed to be going to, he right there on the bench in the suit. I'm about to kill Mo Williams. And my ex-wife at the time, she was like, "Man, Bron call your ass for the club and everywhere. He ain't calling you when that game starts." And nigga ain't miss a dinner with you since you've been here. Off days you at his house. And the game start, I was like, "Ooh," I was like, "Damn," I couldn't even say nothing. I was like, I was quiet, like, "Shit." "It don't work like that, shorty. You know how it go. I wasn't there for preseason, all that, whatever."
Oh, shit.
But that shit had me hot.
Whose suit was it?
Who what?
Suit.
Who's, what you mean? I had to put a suit on and watch the game.
It was your suit?
Yeah, it was my suit. Oh. Yeah, I had to put some regular shit on, but like,
I don't know.
What you mean?
I just think it was your suit.
You gonna have to put somebody else's suit on? Nah,
did you get that? That wasn't no tailor-made suit you had on. That wasn't some shit that you normally wear.
I had regular clothes on.
You found that shit.
I got you.
Okay, yeah, nigga, stop it. I know you, nigga.
That's my guy.
You put that shit together overnight or some shit.
That's my guy.
Come on, I know you. Nah, Bessie, I know you.
I got to the locker. I had a regular outfit on. I got to the locker after I worked out for the game and all that. I'm thinking I'm about to go. My jersey and all that was out of the locker room. I had to borrow somebody's suit jacket.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I know you put that shit together.
Shout out to Cleveland doing your boy like that. Got me out there in bogus ass Cleveland, Ohio, doing me like that. Shout out to, yeah, damn Gilbert and all, like fuck out of here.
Give us the Louis Vuitton story with the Phoenix Suns. What's that?
Nah, they be talking about the swag and the drip in the game and all that. So we was I was having this argument, you know, I was with Jared Dudley. You know, Jared Dudley is he's a commentator.
Hilarious.
No matter where you're at, what you're doing, we can
the
be
slowest NBA player subways. Of all time.
Yo, slowest, but going to get a job. Yeah, going to get it done. Shout out to JD.
He's funny as shit, though.
Facts. JD, he's a funny dude. I watched JD talk about buying his Ferrari for 2 years. When he got it, he's like a little kid. I swear to God. I enjoyed him buying a Ferrari. That's what's up. Shout out to JD. But we all going to the Louis Vuitton store. So we playing for Phoenix. So it's me, JD. Remind these guys all make $10 million a year, $20 a year. We got Michael Ray. We got JD, Michael Ray, Hakeem Warwick, Josh Childress, Keith Morris, Shannon Brown. It's like that group. So we're going there. Soon JD get in there. We in San Francisco, the big Louis Vuitton store. Soon we get in there. He like, tell the lady, come here. He was like, I know y'all keep track back there. I want you to take our IDs and see who spent the most money. So we all like, sitting there. The lady come back and she handed me the card first. She was like, him and Bob, the second dude, half. He spent half of what he spent. Michael Redd. So they all looking at me like, you don't even make no money. So I spent the half a man in Louis Vuitton, but I got sisters. I got five sisters. Yeah. I got a mama. You feel me? My whatever ex-wife, you already know when they exes, you know how they spend. All your exes spend heavy.
Yeah.
Feel me? So you already know how that goes. So that's what that was. So yeah, they was always looking at me like crazy. But I'm looking at these dudes like, y'all make all that bread? Get your mom a little $5,000 bag, bro. Mm-hmm. One time.
Was Phoenix one your favorite stop?
Definitely my favorite stop.
That's a cool city too.
I love
super.
Phoenix.
Got all the, you know, got all the work. It's nice.
Yeah.
You know, work is a huge part of the NBA, bro. Mm-hmm. But it's nice out there. And it was the first time I was on a half decent team, also. Tell you the truth. Where it's like, all right, this might be a playoff team with me or without me. So when I was there, I was like, I got in tip top shape, started doing my thing second half of the season. I averaged 15 and 8 points second half of the season. We won game from the playoff. They didn't want to make it to the playoffs. And I got the vibe, got Steve Nash, and they're like, if we make it to the playoffs, we AFC, we're going to have to play against the number one seed, which is the Spurs. So Steve, Grant Hill, and them niggas like, nah,
no
bro.
Smoke.
We don't want that smoke. That's way, way too much smoke. So we kind of like, you know, let it go. But that's the first time like where kind of like I felt like I was in the NBA. Facts.
Mm-hmm. Cannabis. Talk about your journey with cannabis, something you're passionate about. You came and blessed the whole group when you came in here. We appreciate that. But talk about what the tree does for you.
We got Sweet O's. We got Sweet O's. My little brother, my younger brother. I don't like calling him little. My younger brother, Ethan King Osiris, and that's his real name. That's what my mama named him, Ethan King Osiris Telfair. Graduated from Idaho, business degree. He's out in Arizona. Got one of the biggest dispensaries in Arizona. And we also got the cookie shop out there. Mm-hmm. So him and Burn the 50-50 on the spot, running it up. Like we just, you know, enjoying ourselves. Trying
shout
to get
out
that Luka energy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Shout facts. Out Brazzy.
Obviously the NBA has come a long way with the smoking policies. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people fell by the wayside, but one notable person was Michael Beasley. He got into some trouble behind the tree and a load of talent.
The NBA owed Michael Beasley some money. Don't you think? Between him being fine, between him coming in so young, between him being fine, between that like really being a narrative on his whole career, like, and now it's perfectly fine, right? Or what they do, get one test? Nothing. There's nothing. So you could smoke in the NBA now.
We had like, a lot to do with that, me and him.
Of course. So I don't understand. They got a double back on Michael Beasley. Like, Michael Beasley supposed to make
he was cold too.
300 M's in the league, man. Quiet. Mm-hmm.
Beasley was cold as fuck. Strong.
The weed stopped him. So I don't know if they gave him the right outreach to go about it to say like, yo, this is helping me mentally or helping my body. But at the time, they was just doing him, paying him like the bad guy, putting the narrative, paying him less than what he's worth. And now, you know, he didn't get to finish his career out. And that's perfectly fine. So I'm like, they could look at his fines and give him his money back.
That was the rules at the time, Bazzy.
So what? You're not saying. Robots.
We all were smoking.
Everybody. They know the league was smoking.
And you know,
so they benefiting
half
off of
the league was in the drug
that
program.
That was the rules at the time.
They tried to put me in a drug program like my last year.
We were in there numerous years.
You wasn't going?
No.
He said I wasn't going.
Cursed them out. Because NBA not robots, and they got to understand that if Michael Beasley would have had a perfectly fine career or double his pay if he didn't have that narrative put on him. Why I feel like, I know it was the rules, but why I feel it's important because the narrative that's put on guys is like, we got to start controlling that narrative because mm-hmm. that shit is more important than what we think, right? So as players, we be saying, all right, that narrative affect how we get paid, right? That's important, but what's more important right now is the value that we have as players when we get done playing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I kind of call it the Stephen A. Smith effect. You know what I'm saying? Because they put this narrative, and not to really point Stephen A. Smith out, because it's really a collective when you really look at the narrative they put on the players. What I mean by that, like, the narrative is the value of an NBA player when he get out of the NBA, like a Carmelo, for him to go do business, it should be skyrocket. The opportunities should be through the roof. And the reason why we're not getting these opportunities and it's not skyrocket, you know, job opportunities for us, because the narratives that's put on us the whole time. And what's the narrative? We're not winners. There's only one winner. There's only one winner. So they make a big thing about the championships and they controlling the narrative with that. And when the guy get out the league, if he ain't win a championship, he don't have no value in the real market world. So I think as players, we need to change the conversation right now to let them know that, no, Melo is everything. He is a champion. He is the world. And right now, they got us when we get out the league. They're trying to do it to Westbrook. They're trying to put a certain narrative on him. And we think it's about to get him out the league or about his money. No, it's about when he's done, they want to control that value of what he's able to do. Because if we all walking out the league who we really are, we players, we've done magnificent things, we have huge followings, the job opportunity should be there. And they're not there based on that narrative. Like, oh, that you ain't got six rings?
No, I agree with you, because it took me forever to get that narrative off of me about who they perceive me as because of the brawl. But the times are different. We couldn't control our narrative. We didn't have social media.
Yeah, that's what I
was gonna
say.
Podcasts and stuff now. You know what I'm saying? So now we can control our narrative, but you are right. Back then we couldn't.
Yeah.
We couldn't. We had to just, whatever they said about you,
that's what it
you
was.
Just had to be that. Mm-hmm.
That's
you know
what
I'm saying? And then not only when they say it, it's going to be on TV 10 times saying it.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? So you are right. But now they have the opportunity to control their own narrative.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And you're right about that, Zach. I agree with you on that.
Yeah, because the value is down on the players right now. And I'm like, I got to change that.
You should never have nothing to say bad about Russ Westbrook when he's all-time leading in three triple-doubles.
You got to give us all every day.
You should never have nothing to say about a guy
He's a hard worker.
Like
this is a superstar. A Fortune 500 company should be knocking. He should have 50 of them.
But you don't talk
but
about Karl Malone.
He won't if you listen to Stephen A. Smith and them narrative.
But they don't treat Karl Malone like that.
Karl Malone.
And he did worse shit.
Don't get me started on him either. But I feel like as players, we got to start controlling that narrative and we got to start networking a little better. I don't really like saying it like that. That sounds like some shit like they said when I first got in the league 1,000 years ago, networking. Nah, we got to come up with a different slogan or something, because dudes is not working together. We got all the influence. We made all the money. So why the perception of the retired players is not where it's supposed to be? Why aren't dudes doing business? Why it's not up? Why we don't go, I want that Luca Brasi energy. Mm-hmm. Everything up and it's stuck. You need a job, come holler. They don't want that for the players. Why not? We got all the influence. Mm-hmm. 1,000 million kids on watch you. You and helped other households. People say, yo, yeah, my kid watched you.
Mm-hmm.
My kid went to school because of you.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Rachel Nichols told me when I retired, she said, you know, the retired athlete is the most wanted athlete that can speak is the most wanted athlete, not the athlete that's playing. Rachel told me that when I first retired.
But that's true, but I don't really care about being one day. I want us to hedge fund ourselves.
That's going to be hard to do because you got so
It's not.
It is, bro, because you got
It's not, but it is. It shouldn't be.
But no,
It shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be.
Yeah. But everybody ain't like us.
But what I'm saying, I'm not saying I don't want to create Apple. I don't want to be that. We don't need $2 trillion, bro. We just need some energy.
We need like-minded individuals.
We need like-minded energy. We need that. We need to pull up Billy Hunter paper.
These niggas too much.
What's up with Billy Hunter? Y'all mess with Billy Hunter? Y'all Billy Hunter fans?
Yeah. Billy Hunter.
He
went to jail, didn't he?
Billy Hunter in jail?
He got in a little trouble with the jail, but he got in.
For what?
I thought he went. Did he have to sit up for that scandal?
He's not in jail, bro.
I'm not here. I didn't say he's still in jail.
Somebody gave me his number recently and gave me a book because he told me to call him.
The Players Association.
Yeah.
I don't want to get in between that, right? But boom, because we control the narrative now.
Right.
I'm not asking. I'm saying it. I'm a former player and I'm here talking. So we control the narrative. Whoever's in that position, and it shouldn't be a player, Billy Hunter drop should not go into a player, because if you're a player, you make $300 million. You don't have the time to do the right job. That's just my opinion.
And you really don't care about the last nigga in the league.
And you don't care about the last nigga in the league. Yep. And you make $300 million. I don't know your childhood, right? So if I don't know your childhood, I'm not exactly sure how common it is for somebody to need some help.
Mm-hmm.
Because you could put a kid that grew up perfectly fine, you know, middle class, went to fucking Duke, mm-hmm. and then went to the league, and then now he's the head of the thing. He don't understand when somebody needs some help.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not to blame him. You can't blame him. He really don't understand. He looking at you like, why you don't have a job like everybody else? Mm-hmm. Like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, where I come from, everybody need help at some point.
Mm-hmm.
So somebody got to be in that position right there, right? So boom. You can't be one of the players. Get that out of here. NBA, y'all can't have one of the players as the head dude. Chris Paul, fuck, he make 50, 60 million a year. He don't give two shits about Skip to my Lou. He Skip, what? He don't care about Bassie. Well, hold on.
No, let me finish. I can't let you do that, Bassie.
I'm saying it though.
They got
I'm saying it.
They got the older guys lifetime retirement. The NBA, Chris Paul and them went back and got our vets, guys we looked up to.
Tell me.
Retired. So you got to give them props for that.
No, I don't know that. So you got to say that.
Okay, yeah, yeah. No, so he cares.
No, no, you got to say that. You got to say that.
No, he cares. I ain't let you do that.
Let me finish. Facts. But it still shouldn't be a player.
Right. Okay. I'll agree with you on that.
Because Chris Paul, bro, like, he take care of his family, but no, he don't got common people on his phone needing cell phone money. And what? I bet I put something on that. Facts. So, boom, you can't be in that position. Because you don't understand. You, there's nothing wrong, but you just don't understand. You got to put somebody half common that understand how to make it work. How is that going to help us? Because I'm here to advocate for the athletes, right? So when Donicky was cheating, they came into the locker room. They said, if y'all make a comment, we're going to find the shit out of y'all. And then they came back and said, we ain't telling y'all how much. Because, you know, we just sent the guy to make all the money to make the comment. Mm-hmm. And he'd take the $25,000. So they ain't tell us how much. Because they was protecting the brand of the NBA, mm-hmm. right? I understand that as an adult. I understand that then. So if Antoine Walker walked into the Players Association office and he's in whatever, $3 million debt, I got a problem with that leaving that office. If we're supposed to be the big NBA, right? This is the biggest thing going in our culture, right?
Mm-hmm.
How'd I leave that office? That can't leave that office.
Are you giving a hypothetical or that really happened?
It did happen because we've seen it all over the newspaper and all that dumb shit, right? That's not protecting the athlete. They do that so the value of the athlete is down. Y'all could have found a way to handle that behind the scenes. I feel.
Mm-hmm.
I feel. With the Billy Hunter. If you in that position, like right now, I don't give two shits. Billy Hunter gave his family each $1 million. And they all went on vacations and they all got jobs. I don't care. Because Sebastian Telfair wouldn't have much money without Billy Hunter and the way he put them accounts together. Because mm-hmm. them accounts wasn't like that the whole time. And y'all two players with me. We didn't have them extra shits. Dudes that played before that, they don't got them extra accounts. Sep Ira, Roth, the four. They don't got all them bridge account, annuity account. They don't got that. Supplement account. Y'all ain't have that.
Mm-hmm.
That's Billy Hunter doing. Billy Hunter is the only one in there talking about, we need to get a bank. And he was around during y'all time. He was mm-hmm. talking bank. I said, how you go from he about to get us a bank till he hired one of his. Boy, that's what we do when we up, boy. When black people, we up, we hire somebody we know that's probably not qualified. Mm. But we still gonna get it done. That's why we there.
Preach.
What are they talking about? You can't fire him from that. And we still buy that.
Everybody do it. Not just black people. Everybody do it.
I'm only talking from my community and my culture.
We just
nobody white called me asking me for nothing. Nobody white called me asking me for nothing. All everybody that called me asking me for
we judge different is, when we is do mine. It,
you heard?
Yeah.
So and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with needing help. There's nothing wrong with that. So if you the big dogs, y'all gotta take better control over that with that players union, bro. That's what I feel. That's what I feel. No, Jaylen Brown can't be making $300 million, and he's the Billy Hunter. So Billy Hunter. That was his job. That was his only job. He had them conversations through years of knowing what's going to happen to most players when they done playing.
I got a question, but
he knows what's going to happen with most. Jaylen Brown don't know the feeling of what's going to happen and what the door's going to be knocked after that. So how can he be in that position?
There's always been players. Always been the president.
That's not true.
Because Fish was the president.
He was the side of something. They had a whole. Billy Hunter had his own staff. I'm talking what I seen with my own eyes. I was really there.
No,
my jersey said
he was just
Telfair.
Spokesperson though.
No, he it don't Fish make a was difference. The president of the Players Association.
Billy Hunter was just a spokesperson.
Yeah,
yeah, he was just a spokesperson. He was a representative. Yeah,
Fish D. Fish became the president on that shit. That's when they were sliding it in to get Billy Hunter out. He became that at the same time.
Billy Hunter got out of there.
Stop it! It was never up under him. No, yeah, they probably let him intern. Yeah, go intern him because we about to get this nigga out of here. This nigga gonna get back. What? If Bassey spent all his money, he's still gonna have $8 million fucking with Billy Hunter? Nah, get him up out of there. Yeah. What? That's the truth. I want somebody to say, nah, Bassey, that's not true. I've been in the NBA too. That's not true. That's the truth. What? You coming to the NBA right now, so you can spend all your money, you gonna have $8, $10 million in them accounts. That wasn't true for Stephon and them. That's only on Billy Hunter. I don't know what Chris Paul and them added into that mm-hmm. because I've been off the scene. I'm not in that world no more. Mm-hmm. You feel me? I went back, you know what I'm saying? I'm back into the regular world happily, mm-hmm. right? So I don't really know. But when I left, I watched Billy Hunter do all of that and I watched them fire him. So from my point of view, and I'm in the step on nobody's toes. I don't feel no way against nobody, but like that looked funny. And dudes ain't really out here like that. For us to be basketball players and that shit look real regular out here, man. I'm trying to tell you, if you're not actively working, try to tell me I could have been a 10-year all-star and made $300 million. I would have to stick around the NBA to make a living. I'm going to make a living no matter what, bro. Mm-hmm. But I feel like the fact that we got the ball and we really are making the money and we really do got the influence, we got to implement something else. I don't know what it is. And it might be half money, half perception. It might be, but right now it's quiet. It's quiet for retired players. It's like quiet. We last on it. Ain't nobody really what? Ain't nobody Jay-Z in the game. Nobody took it and flipped it up three times. And now when Lil Wayne get tax trouble and got $7 million taxes, what Jay-Z did to them taxes?
Jay-Z took care of him.
Y'all ain't read what I read?
Jay-Z took care of him.
All right. That's big dog talk. We ain't got no big dog around basketball.
Nah,
like
we don't. We don't because
And you need one.
Let me tell you why though. The motherfuckers that would do that, they're not giving that money to.
I feel like.
You feel me?
That's why I said hedge fund.
You feel me?
Because it don't got to be a trillionaire. It got to be something that's sturdy over there that we building something on. You know, it might be one building. Then it might be two buildings. You know what I'm saying? Something. Joe Smith. I watch Joe Smith. I advocate for the athletes. I told Ken, I was mad at you going at Chalmers like that. I was so happy when Ben Gordon got up and said something. Chalmers answered, it was all dark. I'm like, Chalmers, you're supposed to respond like this. Everything marble. I'm a basketball player. I represent this.
So Ben Gordon responded?
Yeah.
What did he say? How are you supposed to respond?
Yeah, Cam, I show my account and everything up over here. How are you supposed to respond? You represent the basketball players. Mm-hmm. Cam was going off of that based on how they perceive retired basketball players. Niggas is washed up. That's how they perceive us. They ain't doing no business. I am not bumping into them at the Clearport. We don't need none from them.
Let me ask you a question though, Bassey.
Talk to me.
What percentage of the player got to take responsibility for that, for whatever position they in? The player got to take some responsibility for that. Right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
My fuck ups.
1,000%. But my thing is this. I'm not going to not implement something like that in because I know dudes gonna fuck up. I'm sure dudes gonna fuck up. And guess what? Dudes aren't fucking up like that.
You can't be accountable for everybody though.
It's not that bad. It's just nothing that's piggybacking off of it that's making it really bubble. Stop it. What? Jay, 7 million taxes. Tell IRS send my address. Swipe. Because he represent music. He like, I can't have Lil Wayne in jail for, feel me? You can't have Lil Wayne.
You're right.
Like
we don't have a Jay-Z, but who would be that?
It don't make. I'm really trying to throw the idea out there yeah. versus to put the.
I don't see.
There.
I can't see nobody in basketball being that with so much money, so many different players with so many different
and that's
attitudes.
And that's why it's
so
quiet.
Much money.
And that's why it's quiet.
You know what I'm saying?
These
niggas got their own agendas. Half of them fake.
It's supposed to be the players' union, but like, I mean, I don't know. I really don't know.
So what's the true?
It's better.
What's the true meaning of players' union? That's what we need to be asking.
What's the true meaning of the players?
That's what we need to be asking.
Like, so, what's the situation I got to be in to get assistance? Do I got to be Delonte West?
Have you discussed this with the players' union?
Everything I say to them.
Did you said you would or that you
I
did?
Said, I said most
oh, you
of the
said
time.
It already.
And
too.
So I talked to the NBA more than the union.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because we're trying to implement something in where with these divorces. When we got into the league, they said 7 out of 10 dudes get divorced. Now it's 9 out of 10 get divorced. We clearly watching it. Don't care if you was the slam dunker and the big money maker. They leaving too.
We all get divorced.
So why they don't put a contract in right now when the guy get into the league and his girl, when he say, oh, this is, Susie, right? She got to go in there and sign the contract too.
What's that contract consist of?
It's basically an in-house prenup where it's like, his money could be up for divorce if y'all don't get your own prenup, but these NBA accounts, like his service account, is not up for debate. That's not up for debate. So when y'all get divorced or not.
Good luck with that one.
Does that happen otherwise?
Well, it don't make a difference. Do anywhere else got that many niggas making that much money just collectively?
No.
Shut up.
No. No. That's it, though.
All right, then. It's facts. This is direct. It's 350 players. What are you talking about? It's 350 people. You can't come up with a contract for 350 people? It's only 300 from America now, too. We ain't getting there.
That's going to be hard.
So what would you want the contract to be like?
I just said it very simple. These accounts right here, that's under the ones that we get from the NBA, the ones that we could put the money in every year and all that. Those are for the player. Those are not up for discussion when it comes
to the
divorce.
You're not talking about just the bank accounts. You're talking about
bank
all
accounts,
the extra
that's regular.
Shit.
That's yeah. Like everybody. That's
my pension.
Your pension. Y'all know the accounts? Came in?
I got all of them.
Oh, I'm about to say I got 7, 8 NBA accounts. I don't know what y'all got. So, and that's new. That's all Billy Hunter. Steph and them, they was dudes leaving 3, 4 of them 90s. They was leaving with a pension. Ain't had to wait till you're 65. So yeah, you gotta be perfect, bro. You better be doing business and networking and all that. Like, stop playing with me, bro. I wanna build something where it's like, if I'm a part of a big corporation like that, it's some incentives at all times.
All that shit tied into retirement too, though.
That's a fact. That's a huge thing. Retired players. You can't leave the retired players out. We represent the league.
Because when people think when you say retirement, they think you're talking about retirement money. Now that's other money involved in that. Like you're talking about what people don't understand. Because you can get your retirement and still get money every month. Fact. A check every month.
Fact. But yeah, we can't let that. A lot of that's going to the divorce right now. So we can't. Yeah. That's something to stand on right now. I don't see nothing wrong with that. I don't see nothing wrong with that because right now, if we know it's 9 out of 10 being, and when I keep saying that, I want somebody to say, no, that's not true. Nobody's saying shit when I say that.
When the 9 out of 10 people
get divorced? 9 out of 10 dudes is getting divorced.
Yeah, because we both divorced.
All three of us.
Yeah.
He said, don't leave me out.
Yeah, we all divorced.
I'm just saying, like, so it's not to point out our situations in general. I'm with trying to help for the next case and with for the future because that's a real problem.
Yeah.
That's a huge problem. Maybe the families that stay together. So I'm not trying to pick on a woman. I want to keep the families together.
Mm-hmm.
Facts.
Or maybe we shouldn't have been married while we was in the league anyway. Maybe that was our fault.
Yeah. I mean, I take responsibility for my actions because I was a known thot. You feel me?
All basketball players
known thot. First all team all thot. So I get it, baby.
Players.
I paid my dues. And fines.
Shed some light on the last 3 years. You kind of been in and out of headlines. Like, how are you as a person right now? You good?
I'm good. It took me some time to get to this mental space that I'm in right now. I feel free. It makes me happy to talk like this to you guys.
It's just good seeing you.
Facts. It makes me feel good that I'm embarking on something new. I got mad stories. I'm excited to show the world who I am. Like, because people don't really know who I am. Like, we get to hang out behind the scenes and see my demeanor. They see my newspaper articles and like they try to put that demeanor on me. And I'm like, nah, that's not me. So I'm feeling good.
Current NBA, you following? You paying attention?
Of course.
Who you like right now? Who's maybe your two or three favorite players in the league right now to watch?
Sheesh. When they on, I gotta watch Ja. I gotta watch Dane, and I gotta watch Shea.
Shea.
Yo, hold on. I gotta say Fox too.
Yeah, he's tough in Sacramento.
You see him every day.
I don't feel like it's too many conversations that should be happening without that kid because
he's tough.
He's somebody that's taking the steps. He's taking the
and
steps.
He played defense
I don't
too.
See no ceiling right now.
And he played defense.
Say he's shooting the ball right now. Say I can't step behind. You can't go under no more.
And that was his thing. He
get
couldn't
anywhere.
Shoot.
He could get anywhere on the court. I'm watching this kid. I'm watching my friend. Watch he get to the paint. He Easily. Walking there
and dunk that bitch on you.
Jeez, he might be one of my favorite players. I like right it. Now.
This next wave, when Bron and Steph and KD and all them guys, you know, have to step away from the game, who do you kind of see next heir to the throne? Maybe two or three guys or one guy in particular?
I don't know, but I know young boy from Orlando. He's like, y'all better start taking a look at
him. Paolo. Got game.
Banquero.
Big fella.
Sheesh.
That's my youngest.
He's playing like, you know, he's like,
he's well super confident,
rounded.
Bro.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
He's super confident. He's doing everything. He's trying everything. He's taking his losses. Like, I don't know. That kid got a heat. I don't know. I don't know him personally, but look like he got a nice, good head on his shoulders. Like, he's going to the top with it, for sure.
So he'd be the one player you say?
I would say him because I didn't expect anything from Orlando. And now you got to go in there and strap it up against Orlando right now.
Yeah, he's special.
But my team is OKC. Like, I'll be telling dudes, like, They be screaming.
That's his family.
Like,
yo, that's
OKC in the playoffs is going to be tough.
Man. That's his family, man.
But I really want to see the Clippers surprise everybody to shake it up.
I think the Clippers could come out the West if they stay healthy.
If Kawhi stay healthy, I'm give Kawhi some rest. You got Kawhi out there really out
every
there
game.
Bumping now. They don't change their rules.
And James, you know, and I always say, man, if James is motivated to play, I don't give a fuck what he does off the court or when he wants to play, he's still a major Fact. Problem. Still 20-10.
Mm-hmm. And he's better. He's involved. Better the more he plays. He's not one of them dudes that kind of wears down. Like,
and he's happy too. He's at the crib too. Mm-hmm. I mean, he got the crib playing, you know, so I like the Clippers too. All right, quick hitters. First thing to come to mind, top five New York City point guards of all time.
Sebastian Telfair.
Dylan.
Hey, you thought that answer was going to be different than that, nigga?
Yeah. I knew what he was about to say. Bassie, nigga. Bassie's five. Who your childhood crush?
My childhood crush? Oh, I had a huge crush on A. Keys when I was young. Yeah.
Alicia Keys?
I was on Alicia Keys. I was on the No ID thing on MTV. I was like giving her shout outs and all that. That's Swiss wife, so I shouldn't be.
Let me say, childhood.
With all due respect,
A. Keys, definitely when I was younger.
Craziest thing you offered while you were in high school?
It's $250,000 not to sign with the agent I signed with.
Damn.
A family friend.
Wow.
Walking out the restaurant. Yeah.
Not to sign with this nigga?
And my junior year, was my senior year too.
Oh, no, nigga, I'd have been signing everything. I'd have been signing with everybody every week.
Yo, you know what?
I won't sign with him. Give me $250. I won't sign with him.
I should have took it.
You know him? Don't sign with him. Give me $250.
I should have took it.
I'd have been, shit. I would have been signed with nobody because I'd have been signing $250. Let us to not sign with everybody.
They knew that was the wrong agent for me. We ain't going to go into Andy Crook Miller.
Andy Crook Miller.
Facts.
He stole from you?
Yeah, Andy stole from me.
Talk about it.
Andy, they brought it up, not me. Fuck boys. But I'm talking about like that.
Yeah, can you say whatever you want here?
Fuck boys. I feel good to be free. Like,
don't it.
Like, fuck out of here.
If you want to look right in his eyes, too, you can look right in that camera.
It ain't even
that
personal. Okay. He just a fuck boy. Excuse my language. I don't even talk like that.
Yeah.
Like, keep it a band. My boys over there probably like, I don't even talk like that. But, Andy in my career though, keep it a band with you.
So he was your agent the whole time?
Yep. I got an agent the last year, a different agent my last year, and I was at OKC. But Andy is my agent the whole time. Like, that's a fact. But he didn't want me to fire him. He did something wrong and I caught him, and he didn't want me to fire him. So instead of allowing me to fire him, he went into litigation with me for a whole year, the summer, while I'm in contract year. That's how I ended up in China. Dead ass. And then he told me this. When I got to the point where I was like, bro, you feel me? I'll tell y'all off camera. But I was like, he had to tell me. He's like, I just didn't want you to fire me. When I say he lied, I shared a story with y'all. This is during the lockout. And I'm sitting in the crib upstate. Right? I remember this shit like it was yesterday. I'm sitting in the crib upstate and the lockout ended. Nobody knew when the lockout was going to end. So the lockout ended, and he called me. He was like, lockout ended. Phoenix Suns want you to sign with them for $1.5 million. I was like, $1.5? It's like, tell him give me $2 million, and I'm going to come, right? And he was like, all right, let me call him. He called me back like, oh, TJ Ford just signed with Spurs for $1.5. I said, I don't fuck what TJ Ford just did, right? He got an injury, and he's older than me. So he called me back and he was like, all right, I got the deal for you. Here how it goes. You're going, your salary is 1.5, and then they got a 500, they're gonna buy you out of your second year, 500,000 at the end of the season, 10 days after the season. I said, deal. I got on the plane, I went to Phoenix, signed the contract, went to Phoenix, played there. When I got to Phoenix, I wasn't in great shape. Cause I was in the crib chilling, mm-hmm. tell you the truth, right? But I got Steve Nash, who's a little older, and I got Ronnie Price. Ronnie Price is, you feel me? Like, mm-hmm. Ronnie Price is a good player, but like, you know what I'm saying? Stop playing with me. Mm-hmm. You feel me? When we start yapping and yapping, he can't go into no bags. I love Ronnie Price, but he can't go into no bag, athletic and all that. So, but they compete in heavy with me because I'm not in shape. But I get in shape, all-star break, I started playing crazy good. We went on that run, I said, I'm averaging 15 and, mm-hmm. and fucking 7, right? So the week before the season, I meet with Andy in Houston. And I'm like, yo, what type of contract can I get? He's like, oh, the team love you. He said, minimum, you get like at least 3-4 years, $5 million a contract. I'm like, that's what I need. I get that. I'll be able to get that, then work myself up to, you know, a better position. That night I went out and kicked Cal Lowry and who was playing for Houston Rockets that year? Cal Lowry, Aaron Brooks.
Aaron Brooks.
Beat the, run that tape back. I keep saying that, run them tapes back. You can't lie. Run them back. Dog them. They don't know why though. They already getting their money, but I'm out there like three. I'm about to get paid for the first time, right? And get a team to invest in me. Boom. The season ended. Hold on. To start the season, I'm like, I go to the president of operation. I say, y'all got me in the locker room with all these dudes making all this money. Give me my money in 6 months so I can get bigger checks, make mm-hmm. it make sense, right? So I did that too. Season ends, my paycheck ends. I wait the 10 days. I get the call on them, like, where's my 500,000? Them niggas is like, oh, we love you as a player. Absolutely love you. You're going to play for this contract. We're not going to sign you off and give you the 500,000. We want you to play. So I said, hold on. Mm-mm-mm. The deal was for me to get the 500,000. Andy Miller lied. So I went through litigation that summer with them. Imagine how I'm talking to them. These are the owners, dudes. Imagine how I'm talking to them. The gloves is off at this point. I'm going crazy on them. I end up not even getting a deal. I end up playing for the $1.6 million. It wasn't supposed to be a contract. It was $1.5 million, give me the $500,000. I go about my business. If y'all want to keep me, we can sign a new contract right there. When I explained that to them, they was like, he lied. So he thought I was going to go there at the end of the season. They wasn't going to want me and they was going to give me the $500,000 and then he went and lied. But that's how he lied. Facts. And then going through that, I realized, oh shit, I've been in the NBA this whole time. I didn't realize that if you get into a problem with your agent, the NBA is on the agent side. Like the NBA would not represent you against your agent. Other shit they will and assist you. But against your agent, they won't. So I learned that the hard way. That fucked my career. I never was the same. I ended up going to China and whatever. It was a dub. And Andy's excuse was, he ain't want me to fire him. I ain't see Andy since. Like, I know. They say he worked for Rich and them somewhere. I don't know. I think he got his license taken. He worked for Rich. But yeah, Andy's a sleazeball at a minimum. Yeah, I said it. Sleazy.
Most underrated food spot in New York.
Most underrated food spot in New York is Lenny's.
What is that? What kind of food,
is that?
Chinese food. One of a kind.
Lenny's?
Yeah, Lenny's. We call them Juntao.
Where at?
Yeah.
In Coney Island?
Deep in the J's.
Yeah.
Yeah, facts. Deep in the J's. Get you right.
Y'all check your kitchen?
Yeah.
Kitchen good? Kitchen clean.
And they call it the 40-40. Call it the 40-40. Best barbecue sauce too. Facts. You got to come through and get you right.
Yeah.
Two showers to get the barbecue sauce off your hands.
One thing you wish you was better at?
That's a good question. One thing I wish I was better at. I wish I was a better. I'd be a better dad if I could be anything better. I'd be a better dad because being a dad is something that we, or being a good dad is something that we all want to be. But having the patience at all times is something that you have to master. So if I could master that patience, like I'd take that.
Song, album, or artist to play over your career highlights.
Ooh, we going with Cam Purple Haze.
Facts. Purple Haze on the bitch.
Facts. Soap opera, all that. Yeah.
Fantastic stuff.
Killer know how to do it. Facts. And I got that album. I got that album. Like Shorty, my ex bought that album for me like joking around. Like, oh, you New York. Ah, oh, y'all dressing like y'all diddy bop, shitty bop, titty bop, what she would say at the time. And boy, I put that album in, I've been stuck since. This is 04. When that album came out? 04. Same time I'm coming into the league.
That's your rookie, ain't it?
One guest you can see on All the Smoke, but you have to help us get your answer on our show. Wanna ask you that again?
Yes.
Who would you like to see on All the Smoke?
Yeah. But you gotta help us get him.
Mike Tyson.
You know Mike Tyson?
Nope.
That came, but listen to the full question.
I met Mike Tyson. He acted like he knew me.
No, listen to the full question. Who would you like to see on our show?
But
all right,
you have to help us get your answer.
Gotta
on
be
our
somebody
show.
You know.
Yeah.
I would like to get Steph on the show for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, get Steph outside. Steph, come sit outside.
We just had this conversation. Star, we need you outside. It ain't the same with you.
Crazy.
Is he outside?
Hey, we going to go so up if you come outside.
Where is he at?
Come tell him how I bust the ass in Coney Island. Come tell him, Steph. I'm talking mad shit, Steph. You got to come outside, boy. Shit crazy.
We need you outside, Star, ASAP. Not over Zoom or nothing like that.
Is he here? Is he in the States?
Nah.
He in Beijing somewhere.
We need you, Star. Pull up. We need to go crazy. Because when you come outside, we going crazy. Trust
Steph,
me.
Steph.
We going
Steph.
Crazy.
We come man, outside. Well, that's a wrap. Bassy, man, we appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
You know, should we go back your journey? I'm glad you're getting out and telling your side. I think that's important, bro.
Thanks.
You know what I mean? Like, you were so decorated, and then all of a sudden, you was off the map. So come out and talk your shit, bro. It was a pleasure having you on the show.
All the smoke. Appreciate it.
Bassy!
Yeah, that's a wrap. That's a wrap. You can catch this episode on All the Smoke Productions. We'll see y'all next
bitch,
week.
Ah, shit.
See y'all stand up.
Yeah.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.